It's Monday, the 26th of October, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Laura's gonna write the great American novel as soon as she remembers how to hold a pencil. The line's so tight, you can watch the heart pulse. Joke's so funny that the pages tremble. But who's gonna hear this song through the wall and say, don't change a thing, sing it just like that, yeah. Who's gonna hear this song through the wall and sing it right back until you come back to me? Haircuts wanna tell their moms about. Quiet type people do the most important shouting, and Lauren on screen with you past a shadow of a doubt. But who's gonna hear this song through the wall and say, don't change a thing, sing it just like that, yeah. Who's gonna hear this song through the wall and sing it right back until you come back to me? And compassion lights the way she moves and everything she do. Lauren, when your space is empty, I'm a little empty too. And so is everyone who's had the pleasure to know you. But who's gonna hear this song through the wall and say, don't change a thing, sing it just like that, yeah. Who's gonna hear this song through the wall and sing it right back until you come back?
What a great way to open up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head. Cheek Face right there from Los Angeles, California. One of my favorites of the last few years, I guess. And they got this new single here called Lauren. And man, what a great song that is. It's a quality song. If you know any Laurens, I'd say send them that song, because that's a good song for anyone named Lauren. I like most songs by Cheek Face, but I think that's a particularly strong one. And it's about Lauren. So that's pretty great if you know any Laurens. Okay, speaking of things that are pretty great, I'm very excited about this next band. They're called Truces from London, and we're going to hear two songs off their self-titled debut album, Truces, spelled with two T's, two R's, two U's, one C, one E, and one S. So it's Truces, I guess. Not sure, but that's how I'm saying it. The two songs we're going to hear are called Bad Kids and I'm Alive, and I super like both of them. I actually really like most of the album. I think it starts a little hit or miss the first few songs, and then the whole like second half is just all five stars all the way home. It's pretty great. So without further ado, enjoy Truces right here with Bad Kids and I'm Alive. And if you like these two songs, definitely pick up the record. It is super good. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, you can be proud. We know you don't wanna be lonely too. yourself, hopeless and without love. Always know happiness could be waiting for you out there. The wrong crowd could be the right one for you, so don't be blue. Sooner or later it will all make sense. Just take some of these.
Stupid boys with broken hearts. my front door. Okay, we can watch one more show. I swear, then you gotta go. Then act like we never met before.
Wait, I don't remember the way it goes.
Only for a moment, I want you to know that I'm
to me, would you say, ooh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, ooh, oh, yeah, yeah. Only for a moment, I want you to sleep and die, then don't you call me back. Only for a moment, I want you to know that I wanna be right back. Only for a moment, I want you to sleep and die, then don't you call me back. Only for a moment, I want you to know that I wanna be right back. Only for a moment, I want you to sleep and die, then don't you call me back. Only for a moment, I want you to know that I wanna be right back. Only for a moment, I want you to sleep and die, and don't you call me back. Only for a moment, I want you to know that I will only be right back.
All right, let's catch up. After Truces back there, we heard some singles. First, Bleached from Los Angeles did Stupid Boys. That's a new single from them, and it is a right good song, I would say. Then Kiwi Jr., who I just played pretty recently on the show, they released a new single in the time since I played them on the show. They're from Toronto, Canada. The single is called Undecided Voters. Speaking of Stupid Boys, my God, don't you just... Undecided Voters. Like, these people, I don't know if they just want attention or if they're, like, mentally handicapped. I can't figure it out. But there are undecided voters, apparently. And actually, Kiwi Jr., they're Canadian. They did release this right before the American election. I don't think the song's really about politics, actually, or about, like, certainly not electoral, like, American politics. It seems like their music video made it look like it was about, like, a school play. I don't remember. I just remember thinking, this song's kind of weird. I was going to do, actually, you might notice, this is coming up on the election. The election is next week, and I usually do election songs. I have a whole opening sweeper that I use just for elections. I've been doing the show so long that I've done several elections, and I always have the election sweeper. I was looking forward to using it. I was going to put on music about the election, but then I just thinking about Trump any more than I have to, it's just so miserable. And actually, there isn't a lot of great music really about it, I don't think, or I don't know, maybe there is, and I just haven't really noticed or found it, but I couldn't bring myself to do a whole election episode this year, so I'm just not doing it. It probably would have been this episode if I did do it. And you're like, hey, why are you doing an episode today? Didn't you just do one last week? Yeah, I did, but I didn't do one for 3 weeks before last episode because I was sick, and so still kind of sick. You probably hear it, but whatever. I'm trying to get back on schedule because I got as many episodes as I can squeeze into a year. I want to do them correctly, and I don't like missing a week. So making up for lost time. That's why we're doing one today. So. And it's not like a special episode about the election, even though it should be, because God damn it, go vote. People, for the love of Christ, oh my God, everyone in America needs to vote, like, a lot. Like, everyone really needs to vote for Biden, obviously. Jesus, I can't believe I have to say this out loud. All right, sorry, I got off track there. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. We had Bleach, then we had Kiwi Jr., then we had Goth Babe just before I started talking. They're also from Los Angeles, like Bleached and Cheekface. And the song we heard was As She Dreams. It's off their new North Coast EP, and that's my favorite track off the EP. It's all pretty good. There's so many releases by Goth Babe. If you like it, check out all of them. You will probably like significantly more of that stuff than I played, but I just haven't bought all the EPs and singles and everything, so I went with the one I knew I liked, which was As She Dreams off that North Coast EP. Very good. Okay, up next, it's a band from Wales in the UK. I've played them on the show, of course, many times over the years. They're Colorama, and they have a new album. It's called Chaos Wonderland, and we are going to hear two songs from it. First, and then Dusty Road. Both super great songs. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. I think you will. And if you do, you should pick up the album, because it's all very good. Colorama, can't go wrong. From Wales, right now, with and Dusty Road. On this non-special election episode of The Sounds of My Head.
endorsed Vice President Biden, although you don't agree with him on every issue. What message are you sending there?
Well, the message is that Donald Trump is the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country. And it's not just because he lies all the time. It's not just because he doesn't believe in science. It's not just because he's a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or a xenophobe. It is because he is quite intentionally trying to undermine American democracy, trying to suppress the vote. We are a democratic society. People have fought and died to defend our democracy. And we cannot reelect a president who does not believe in the rule of law, our Constitution, or in fact, a democracy. I have known Joe for many, many years. He is a very decent guy. As you've indicated, he and I have differences of opinion on a number of issues. But I can vouch for his decency and his belief in the rule of law and democracy.
Choppy, waking me up. comfort of mind that aside. Flip again, cause I can't sleep. Still thinking of. And when I dropped you off, I was acting dumb. Cause I know.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Colorama, we heard Coney from Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know how many times I've gotten to say that. I'm sure there's some other bands from Kansas City. I probably have even played them on the show before, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. So anyway, the two songs we heard were Sue 2 and Actin' Dumb, both very good songs off this album by Coney. And if you like those two songs, I think they represent the record well, so you should definitely pick up the whole thing. I think it's quality music right there from Coney, so very good stuff. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Euripides and His Tragedies. From Barcelona, Spain, it has been a super long time since I have played Euripides and His Tragedies on the show, not for any intentional reason. I just have been, like, slacking, I guess. I wasn't paying attention. He's released a lot of stuff since the last time I played him. But this new one that got my attention, it's called The Reason, and it is super great. We are going to listen to it right now, and you are going to enjoy it. That is an order. And after you've enjoyed it, you're going to go pick it up on wherever you buy music, or I guess just like favorite it in Spotify and listen to it a bunch of times like I have. It's a good song. You're really going to enjoy it. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Euripides and His Tragedies, with The Reason right now.
Great Barrier Reef.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Do Everything, SoulCycle, Tracy and Tony Reprise, and Tracy and Tony, all three, by Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips off the Mistress America soundtrack. I just actually rewatched Mistress America recently. It holds up. Pretty funny film. I like that movie. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com if you want to talk to me, or comment on the show on Facebook or tweet at me or whatever that stuff is. You can also follow the playlist for season 17 on Spotify. Look for links to that too on thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you'll find all the songs I play on the show conveniently in one playlist, so you don't have to listen to me talk to find them. Very nice. We will see you again in a couple weeks on an all-new episode of the show, hopefully in a new, slightly less crazy world, if all of you go out and vote, as you should.